Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
State Senator Jennifer Carroll Foy here, asking you to vote for my friend, Ghazala Hashmi, for Lieutenant Governor. She's a lifelong educator who's fought to expand job training. And Ghazala wrote the bill protecting Medicaid from Trump and MAGA extremists. Join me in voting for Ghazala Hashmi for Lieutenant Governor and Democrats up and down the ballot. Paid for by Workers Vote. 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any federal candidate or federal candidates committee. Workers Vote is responsible for the content of this advertising.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
One of three Cowboy turnovers in a 27-17 loss. Monday night embarrassment here at AT&T Stadium. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddus says the Cowboys fall ahead of their bye week and a day before the NFL trade deadline. They're now 3-5-1. Arizona improving to 3-5 as the Cardinals continue to have the Cowboys number, and this one really went south. After the opening drive of the game, Cowboys went right down the field. Things were looking good, and we talked about this at the half. They decide to go for it on fourth and goal at the Arizona 4. Dak gets sacked, and from that point on, it was really all Arizona. A couple of bright moments. Sam Williams had the punt block that Marshawn Nealon was able to fall on in the end zone. And you thought maybe a 68-yard field goal try for Aubrey to make it 17-10. He missed that. Arizona, and this was so disheartening, Brian, they came right out of the half.
Yeah.
You need a stop. And no resistance. Three plays, 74 yards in 2 minutes and 12 seconds. The first play of the second half, a 50-yard pass. Jacoby Brissett finds Michael Wilson, and that was it. I mean, it's 24-7. Cowboys get a field goal. Arizona answers right back. Cowboys turn it over. They get a Ryan Flannoy touchdown, their first offensive points of the game in the fourth quarter, 27-17, but then a fumble as they were looking to try and drive from Javonte Williams there. Really kind of messed any comeback opportunities, but a lot of bad to go around from the defense to the offense. I don't know which side of the ball disappointed you more tonight.
Well, I felt like going into the game, there was going to be some problems with the offense moving the football. You know, with Arizona's ability to play the run, we talked about it coming into the week, 4.2 yards. Inside run was 2.7. You know, you had some decent runs with Williams there, but then you were chasing the game a little bit, so you couldn't really stay with it. Maybe after the first drive, you could have come back. You had, you know, the passes. You just kept throwing the ball, and, you know, they're not going to give you anything. They're going to play that cover four. They're going to play their safeties deep. They're going to play their corners. You know, give them some credit. Their secondary played so much better than what yours. I've never seen DeRon Bland play this poor in my life.
No, me either.
And he looks like a complete shell of himself. They're telling us, though, he's better on the outside. You know, boy, whew, if that's better on the outside, then I'm not a very good evaluator. But, yeah, unfortunate for your football team. You need to find a way to win this game. You know, you wanted to get into the bye 4-4-1. You know, then kind of get yourself together, get some players back, go to Vegas, find a way to win that game, and then now you maybe build a little momentum. But you're not a very good football team, and you become not a very good football team too on the offensive side of things as well. And you know, you give up 5 sacks to a team that really doesn't rush the passer all that great. So that was a big problem. Whether it was the offensive line, whether it was Dak Prescott, I did know some, you know, with Williams, I thought he had some really good blitz pickups that I saw there, some physical stuff, but. I mean, you know, when you play defense the way that they do and just give up massive chunk yard plays, third downs, and then the turnovers, and, you know, it's just, you know, Bill Parcells, I think you are who you are right now, and you're not a very good football team as the calendar turns to November.
Postgame show brought to you by Pepsi, made for Cowboys watching. If you want to use with the pros, use Jack Black. Is the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit getjackblack.com today as we are live here at AT&T Stadium, Miller Lite Field Club here. Zach Wolchuk alongside Brian Broaddus. 877-881-1053, the number to call, the number to text, 877-881-1053. And look, you're going into your bye week here, Brian, and I don't really say this lightly, but you got to make some type of change.
At the coordinator spot? I'd say the offensive coordinator wasn't very good today either.
No, and you're right. You felt like the one thing that you could hold – that's why I asked which side of the ball was more disappointing.
Yeah.
Because I think that defensively you kind of
– You know what the defense is.
But I did not think that the Cowboys would have 17 points against this Arizona defense.
No, not at all. But, yeah, listen, hey.
And really seven. Really seven on offense because you got the blocked punt.
Yeah, you did. You were really bad in the red zone. I think the coordinator, like I say, I mean the head coach who's the play caller, I just don't think he had it tonight. And he's had some days where he's been really, really good and been sharp, and I just don't think he had it. His team, you know, I mentioned the sacks, you know, the way that Arizona was able to cover some on the outside, they just didn't give up the massive plays like Dallas did.
Oh, man, it felt like chunk plays left and right.
And every time it was like, you know, it was third and 12, third and 15, whatever. You know, you get a sack, and then the very next play, you go up 17 yards. You know, it's just – but I think the offense – if the offense plays poorly, they have no shot. They really have no shot in these games now.
And it was very lifeless. You had the Boo Birds out here at AT&T Stadium. I mean, look – the team is it's talent deficient. We've talked about that on the defensive side of the football.
It's very talented.
You're just not good enough, and they did make changes where Bridges sits, and they put Kalen Carson in. People were like, well, where's Kalen Carson? They try this. You're right, Bland looks like a shell of himself. He doesn't
not
look,
even close.
Kyrie Elam, we already knew. I mean, I thought the one bright spot, Donovan Ezeraku continues to be good.
We talked about that.
Kenny Clark. Osa Digizua had 4 quarterback hits tonight, which was a bit shocking to go and look at when it came to the stats.
Brad Shan was talking to Brian Schottenheimer before the game, and he felt like that Osa Digizua was going to have a good game today. He felt like there was a matchup that they were going to be able to win inside, and you know, there was, but it just not enough. It just you know, when you know it's the old you know, one step forward, two steps back.
Yeah.
You get a sack, you get a pressure, you know, you get something good.
You get a win on first down, and on second down.
And you can't even rely on getting off the field on third and 14, third and 17. It's hard to watch, but man, it's even harder to watch on every time that you punt on offense, or every time that you go out on downs. It's just one step closer to losing the game. You know, they just can't. And I'm sorry, it's the way it is. But this offense is really the thing that has to carry you, because Brad and Babe will say this, you know, Ed Jones and Harvey Martin and Darren Woodson and those guys aren't going to come walking through that door anymore. You are who you are on defense. And unfortunately, offense, if they have a bad night or a poor night and the head coach has a poor night calling plays, then they're going to be in games where they're going to lose 27-17.
Yeah, it's just not a very well put together team.
No, not at all.
Defensively, it's not bad. Terrence Steele, and what's tough is when they try. You know, we get on them for the contract stuff.
Yeah,
you know, they wait, and then they get ahead of it on a player like Deron Bland.
Right,
they get ahead of it on a player like Terrence Steele, even Diggs, right, who's not playing and is hurt right now. And I mentioned this last year. Even when those and Jake Ferguson, I think, has been good for the most. He's been great this year. And maybe some you'll roll your eyes and say, well, great. No, but he's been good this year. Tonight he has the fumble. But even,
Williams had a fumble, too, in a key situation.
Yeah, they had three total.
Yeah.
But even the return on those investments, like Osadigizua this year, hasn't looked like the same guy. Mm-hmm. When they end up getting ahead on a contract even, those players don't end up performing up to what they were thinking they were paying for.
Right.
So, you know, we've talked in post-game shows this year, the drafting on the defensive side of the ball, the coordinator turnover. You know, you wait on contracts for CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott, and you end up paying more. When they get ahead of it, now you're like, well, why the heck did I even pay this guy? They're not out there playing. So it's almost like everything they're doing right now, it doesn't feel like the right thing, and you're looking up now, and you got a 3-5-1 football team that is embarrassing themselves at home on Monday Night Football, and you're going into a bye week, and you're searching for answers.
Yeah, yeah, that's it's just unfortunate that it's come to this where some of these contracts are, you know, and you're right, they get ahead on some of them, and you feel like, wow, that they got a good value for that, and then all of a sudden it's a, you know, that player's performance. I honestly don't know what. Usually you could say, oh, somebody's hurt, and when you look at Bland and all that, I don't think so. I just think that he is one of those guys that for his first 2, 3, 4 years of his career was a good player. And maybe he benefited from a Micah Parsons rush, or maybe he benefited from other things. But the way that they're playing right now, playing this scheme, you know, they're not even playing it the right way. Whether they're man, player, zone, player, whatever they are just not. And Flus, he has to take some of the blame, too, on this, you know?
Oh, of course.
But it is your third coordinator. It's a mix-match team. I think Will McClay has done some really good things of trying to kind of put some things together for his coaches. But you clearly have players that are not responding well enough. And I would include Diggs. I know Diggs hasn't been playing here the last couple of weeks.
No.
But I would say that maybe Diggs, where's that buy-in? I think there's a lot of guys out there right now that are, like, looking at this, like, really, where's the buy-in?
You get the hot mic that picks up Arizona saying this is too bleeping easy.
And Arizona, I mean, Marvin Harrison hadn't had a day like this since he's been in the league. I mean, it's 2 years.
They couldn't run the football. No, they run the football tonight.
Good. But you knew Jacoby Brissett playing in this game could have been a problem.
Yeah.
He could have absolutely been a problem. I think for the most part, he was a problem tonight.
Well, it's sad because right now you feel like whoever you're playing against, it could be the third-string quarterback. Yeah. And they could possibly have a career. That's kind of where you're at right now with this defense. They are going to be the magic elixir to make everybody look good. And that's a massive problem. But the way that they came out in the second half in 3 plays without any pushback, I mean, it's a massive drive.
Needed to get a stop.
It's a massive drive.
Yeah.
and they just, here you go, go on, go on, just go score. That's a problem. That, to me, is we probably need to fire somebody.
Well, you're probably not going to do that, but which, you know, you have to think about, though, like I said, to me, you're focusing on the defense.
I think the offense.
I'm just saying.
Both sides were bad, and the offense today was, I think, probably worse.
Absolutely, I think that
you get two times, you get into the 10, inside the 10, you crap your pants.
We know what the defense is. We know the defense isn't good enough. We know that, but you know, you've got your quarterback who, for the first six games of the season, was playing at an MVP level.
Yeah.
Last couple, we haven't been that good.
No, and the pressure was on him tonight.
Yeah,
but there were also some throws. I thought that fourth down to CD, CD's open.
Yeah.
He throws the ball high.
Yeah.
It's now a contested catch. CD's not able to bring it down. That's a turnover on downs. He certainly was not crisp tonight.
No.
And outside of that, after the first drive, the offense just never looked the same.
It was out of rhythm.
They were trying. They were able to hit a couple of first down strikes with Pickens. There were moments they got going. The Pickens penalty was a bad one as well. The taunting call, the NFL certainly is making a push for that this year. But it's tonight, look, I don't know how good Arizona is. We've discussed how they've lost close games and they've been competitive. But you looked like a bad team tonight. And I know we're going to have a ton of trade chatter. That was all that was going on before pregame. I don't know that anything... I've said this the whole time. I don't think this changes anything. I think they're still making a deal. They've already got one that's supposedly done. We'll find out tomorrow what that is. But again, when you're 3-5-1 and now you feel like the fan base is quitting on you, I think that's Jerry stirs it up. He's going to stir it up. 877-881-1053, the number to call, the number to text. Let's hit the phones. Let's let you go ahead and vent here. We'll start off with Jerry in Bakersfield, California. Jerry, what's going on?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
What's going on, man? Hey, I just got one question. That 4th and 4... I don't understand why they're just running downfield 20 yards. Like, you're all you need is 4 yards. And that play call was just horrendous. And I completely agree. Like, what's going on with Deron Bland? We paid him all this money, and he is just getting cooked by Marvin Harrison Jr. on national television. But, yeah, that's all I got, fellas. Thank you.
Yeah, it's it looks like somebody is an imposter in a 26 jersey. Now, yeah. Deron Bland was really good a couple weeks ago against Washington. But last night, or today, certainly, it was awful. I mean, at first I'm thinking it's Bridges, and then it doesn't really matter. I mean, everybody's giving up big plays, but it is very concerning. Because Bland was coming in and out of the games. Christie said at one point he had a shoulder injury.
Sure.
But he does look like an absolute shell of the player we're accustomed to seeing. Even the tackling. Like, usually Deron Bland, I think, is one of the more physical players in your secondary. There was a play along the sideline where he just gets juked out of his shoes. I mean,
the touchdown.
And then he falls down on the touchdown.
Yeah, he fell on the touchdown, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're right. And we'll see. A lot of people text in about, you know, it does start with the front office. And I get
it totally does. It totally does. I mean, and they're the ones that you have to think about how the team is constructed, and it starts with the general manager and the player personnel guy, and then it goes down to the coaches. Because the coaches do have a big say in what goes on around here, too, Brian, when it comes to that personnel stuff.
Brian Schottenheimer taking to the podium now. We'll get to hear from Shoddy a little bit later on in the postgame show. All right, let's get another call in here. As we continue here from the Miller Lite Field Club, we've got Charlie. Oh, what's going on, Charlie? How are you in New Mexico?
Hey guys. I'm just telling you, when you watch this team, not only are they just physically not talented at all over the field, they're a bunch of mental midgets. I mean, how many times have our drives been stalled? When we get a first down on third down, there's a penalty. Mm-hmm. When we stop a team on third down, there's a defensive penalty. There's this, there's that. This team, this defense is beyond awful. You watch Arizona's defense, whether they're tackling, the way they're hitting, the way they're covering. That's a defense that's been coached. That's a defense that has a little bit of talent. This team has no talent, or either these people just don't care. I've been watching football over 50 years. I have never seen a non-competitive defense in the NFL like this. Yeah. It drives me crazy to watch it. Yeah. And Shoddy had a bad day today. He had a bad day. Offensive line had a bad day. And, of course, the defense had bad days every Sunday, Monday, or whenever they're playing. And I just don't know what this team's going to do. And I don't know what a trade's going to do. Because this defense just looks incompetent.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Charlie, and it does. I mean, it really does. I had a couple people ask me, like, is this one of the worst Cowboy teams that you've watched? I mean, defensively, we've seen some bad ones.
Oh, we've seen some bad
2020
ones.
2020 was bad, but, man, you don't want to be prisoner of the moment, but the lack of compete, like the lack of will to stop the opposition, and they got some pressure tonight, but the secondary, I just – yeah, these players get paid, but you don't have NFL-caliber players right now at safety and corner.
Well, you've got some guys, too. And I look at the defense. If you just look at the stat sheet, it says Deron Bland had 14 total tackles. They went after his ass tonight.
Yeah, they did.
Okay. And they went after Marquise Bell, too. He's the next guy with 8 tackles. You could just see by the numbers of who had the tackles – who Arizona went after.
They were picking on.
Yeah, they were picking on. And Bell doesn't look like himself. He's not the same player that Dan Quinn had down there playing in the, you know, he doesn't play well in space. He misses tackles. You know, it's unfortunate they put him in coverage. There were a couple times, you know, there was a couple times where they put him in coverage on McBride, and that was a problem. And then, you know, I know Babe Loffenberg and I had this discussion, like, would you put Bland on coverage? And there were a couple times where Bland was in coverage against McBride, and he made some plays. So, yeah, it's just, you know, it to me, there's no fix. And, you know, if you're making trades, you know, maybe it'll help you. All I was asking is make a trade to get a player or two that could get you off the field 2 more times a game. You know? That's all I was saying. But that thought was because your offense was rolling along right now.
Right. And now you've got back-to-back.
And now you have something. These teams, you play these teams with odd fronts, these 3-4 teams. Look at the 3-4 teams you've lost again. You lost Carolina, 3-4 front.
Right.
Denver, 3-4 front. This team, 3-4 front. You know, there's something going on. There's something going on when they play these odd man fronts that had been a problem.
All right, we will get Brad Sham. We'll hear from Brian Schottenheimer, Dak Prescott, a lot more. Your calls and texts. You're listening to the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. Very easy, as Marvin Harrison Jr., 7 for 96 in a touchdown. That one from Jacoby Brissett, finished with 261 and a couple of touchdowns as well. We'll hear from Brian Schottenheimer, Jerry Jones, and Dak coming up shortly. The official postgame show of your Dallas Cowboys brought to you by AT&T. Connecting changes everything. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl winning scout Brian brought us live from the Miller Lite Field Club. Joined now by our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. Bobby, I know you were in that scrum there with Jerry. What were your takeaways?
I mean, he's not happy. And I know
neither is his fan base.
No, they're not, and he knows that, and he was talking about that. That was one of the first things he said. But like, for instance, I think everybody, especially Brian, you've been around it long enough and sat in meetings with him. There's a little bit of a theatrical Jerry that, sure, that likes to play up being mad and keep you on your toes, and then there's Jerry when he's really mad and he's really frustrated. This he was mad tonight, and I think he's trying to conceal how upset he was. He was the first one in the locker. He was not in the mass of players. He was in there before the players were. Mm-hmm. And when he came out, he was pretty to the point and ready to go. And got asked, you know, would you consider making any changes at the bye week in terms of your coaching staff? He said, "I'm not going to discuss any of that right now. I'm not answering that right now." And so he didn't want to comment on that. Normally he shuts that down. He sounded pretty – I mean, he's been frustrated with the defense. He sounded pretty frustrated with the offense tonight.
He should
too.
Be.
That he felt like the offense was supposed to be better than that, and they were supposed
absolutely
to be more competitive than that.
Yeah.
He did say he said, I can't lie. When I found out we weren't going against number one, Kyler Murray, you know, I was feeling like, all right, we're going to have a better shot tonight. I liked how we got after him a little bit
at times.
That just
shows you didn't watch tape.
And so I think that he was – frustrated. And nobody, I know the fan text will right now light up and go, I don't want to hear it. That's fine. You don't have to hear it. I'm just telling you, he was frustrated. He's not just sitting there twiddling something. He's mad.
Yeah, well, you know, but listen, they all should look at themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They should all look at themselves for the shape that they're in right now.
Sure.
And if their offense plays poorly, they're not going to win games. But, you know, he's going to go try and make a trade, going to go try and help his defense, probably going to add a defensive end, probably going to try and add a linebacker, you know, and he's going to see, hey, I hope in getting overshown back, and maybe all of a sudden you figure out that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Wow, we could play with Ravel and stuff. You know, I mean, they're going to try and do some things to pull this thing out of the gutter. But if it's really about this offense, yeah. I mean, Brad says it during the broadcast. They got to score five times. You know, yeah. They really do. And if they punt or have a turnover or a turnover on downs, that's one step closer to the L.
I think it's the troubling thing for me is the last 2 weeks, it feels like maybe defenses have been given the book on Dallas a little.
Yes.
The idea.
You think it's the odd man fronts are playing?
No, I think a lot of it, what it's about, A, it's about let's try to beat them up as much as we can. Let's try to hit,
sure.
just play as physical a style of defense
sure.
as we can. And I think they realize, you know what? We may be getting burned anyway. Let's try to bring some pressure. And let's try to get in their face. And let's try to make Dak be all world at getting rid of the football because they've got some vulnerabilities on the offensive line. Terrence Steele was really, really
rough night.
Good tonight. That's something where you always have to go back and watch the tape to really know how an offensive lineman played. But there were a lot of times where it felt like he was the one turning around, picking Dak up. Or he was the one turning around.
12 minutes to go in the fourth, they put time. And then at the end, what happened? Thomas gave up a... He gave up a sack, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, hey, just take a number, you know. That's what it
and,
is.
And the thing the first several weeks was the offense, and Dak specifically was playing at such a high level that you were able to stay competitive in a lot of these games where the defense wasn't, you know, holding up their end of the bargain. That's right now not happening. The last 2 weeks, the offense is not playing at an otherworldly level to keep you in some of these games.
When it comes to overall shoddy in the play calling, I mean, did you like the aggressive? We were calling for it all week.
Sure.
You got to be aggressive going for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
I didn't have an issue with that necessarily. I mean, maybe you can question the play calls here and there if you want to. But, I mean, when it comes to the book, is it you think some of the tendencies, some of the things that the Cowboys do well, maybe that's what that they've caught up to with now that you have kind of half a season of tape on the offense?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think it's more just a style of play that the league is finding they struggle with or that you can neutralize them a little bit at times, which is, you know, they are so good at winning their routes typically. If you give them any amount of time to give Dak any amount of time to get through his progressions, then he's going to be able to find something that he needs.
Right.
And so I think right now their biggest priority the last 2 weeks of these defenses is let's disrupt the progressions as fast as we can. However we do that, let's try and get in his face. Let's start physically beating up these receivers as best we can. And I think that the more that has started to occur, the more it is kind of thrown off that rhythm that they were in, and because of that, you're starting to see the offense have some trouble. They'll have to spend the bye week trying to figure out how to adjust to some of that.
Yeah, but you talk about some of the lack of maybe some physicality and people getting beat up on.
Mm-hmm.
When Dallas runs the ball, they like beat up on you with the way that Williams.
That opening drive, they were moving people.
Yeah, I mean, it was 8-9 yards a pop on the opening drive, and then they moved away from pretty quickly. Yeah. And in a lot of instances, they've had to in some of these games because they're not able to get stops. And it's like, you got to start keeping up a little bit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's been – this was frustrating. You were allowing consistently, like, especially in the first half, 3rd-and-8, 3rd-and-6, 3rd-and-10, 3rd-and-14. And the other thing tonight that Dak was not perfect. Dak was not – there were too many times where Dak probably didn't do enough. I think there were other times Dak was bailing you out in certain situations. But – man, your hands were not good tonight. Whether it's fumbling the football or dropping passes or just not finishing catches that you should make, that is, just securing the football seemed to be a problem for them on offense tonight.
Yeah, Scooney had a big drop early. Turpin had a big
Ferguson.
Drop. Ferguson with the fumble.
Ferguson with the, and not a drop, but yeah. I should have caught it on the goal line.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you get any trade insight before we let you out?
No, Jerry's not. Jerry is shutting all that down. He's not talking about any of it. Okay. He says specifically he has an agreement with the team that he's not going to talk about it. Said the trade could not be finished until tomorrow.
Okay.
But says he also doesn't want to leave them vulnerable to other teams potentially picking up Colin.
Yeah.
But he did say that he said there's no trade yet. He said, but there's one I could make, and I'm leaning towards doing it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Bob. We appreciate you, bro.
I love you all.
Love you more. There he is, Bobby Belt, our Dallas Cowboys insider here, the official postgame show of your Dallas Cowboys here in the Miller Lite Field Club. We will hear from Jerry Jones momentarily. We got Brian Schottenheimer as well. But right now, we've got the legend himself, Brad Sham, the voice of your Dallas Cowboys. And Brad, we were just talking about that offense. I mean, I feel like defensively we can talk about that with you, but offensively I really did not think that they would struggle this much tonight. No disrespect to Arizona, but I felt like that was the side of the football we were really confident in.
Well, I would agree, and I'm not as smart as you guys, so I'm not prepared to talk about play calling or whether tendencies were being shown or anything. I didn't think the pass protection was great. They did run the ball pretty well the first time. Now, for all of you who say be aggressive and never kick, kick, kick. One of the old adages in football is any possession that ends in a kick is a good thing. So, you know, if it's 1 yard to go or 2 yards to go, okay. But to me, it's like chasing points early in the game. Take 3 points and deal with that and move on. Later on, there will be times. But that's not what lost them the game.
Yeah.
I thought the protection, and we won't know till we look at it, but I thought the protection was spotty.
Yeah, the eye test. The eye test could tell you it was not good.
That's right, and that's
Arizona is a team that doesn't get a lot of pressure. And they had 5 sacks tonight.
Right, right. And I thought both tackles struggled, and Steele struggled more, and that's why he got replaced.
Sure.
And I can't really tell you about the interior three until I look at it. I know they all had some moments that were pretty good. You know, Williams ran hard, but Pickens got one ball in the first quarter, one ball in the second quarter, was not targeted in the third quarter, and you know, some of that was they didn't have enough possessions, yeah. And then you know, you guys just talked about it, drops and penalties.
Right.
They didn't actually have a lot of them. They had like 6 penalties, but they were very ill-timed. Mm-hmm. They were all backbreakers, and so that is on one hand the sign of a bad football team.
Yes.
That you do that, and then it's also something that you're not good enough to overcome.
Man, I just feel like Brad and Zach, I feel like this team, especially defensively, it's just got so many different pieces the way it was put together.
Yeah.
And listen, you know, and I'm saying this in a way of a Dan Quinn, a Mike Zimmer, a Matt Eberflus. It's a team that really on defense lacks any kind of, and if I help me with the word, Brad, cohesion, ability. I mean, when you look at it, like it's built different ways, and it's not built like with one defense in mind.
Well, that's not an unfair comment, but I would also say this: they knew what was going to happen when they traded Parsons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they did not know.
I will disagree with you on that. I'll disagree with
you. Well, I mean, but by knew what was going to happen, they knew they weren't going to have anybody like him to rush the passer.
If they should have made that trade before the draft.
Weren't thinking about it before the draft. They had no intention of it before the draft.
Well, then you shouldn't make the trade.
Well, that's
That you shouldn't make the trade. If you're going to make the trade the week of the draft,
we're at the middle of the season, and that is not going to help you figure out what's going on now. My opinion is that uncharacteristic of how he has operated most of the time, Jerry got his feelings hurt. And that's why they made the trade, and they didn't make it earlier because it was not on his radar. It was never what he intended to do.
Well, if that the case, then why was it so hard for them to sign him?
Well, you don't know what the agent was doing. I don't think they were ever going to. I don't think they were ever going to get in a conversation until Garrett, Max Crosby, and the guy in Cincinnati, all signed.
He did the $19 million and, for 1 year.
For 1 year.
Yeah.
But I don't think that the agent was going to ever be serious about it until all those guys signed. They didn't want to be the ones to set the market.
I would have held the player's feet to the fire when he said, I will sign for $35 million.
That's fine. I don't disagree. And I'm not sure I would have traded him. Mm-hmm. But my point is, it's now November 3rd, and that was months ago that mm-hmm. they made that deal. So what are we looking at now? When I say they knew what was going to happen, they knew they weren't going to have somebody who was a real game changer to rush the passer. What they did not expect was that Sam Williams would have a bagel for the year.
Yeah. Sure.
They did not expect that Dante Fowler, who had 13 and a half sacks. Now, Dante Fowler, all you have to do is look at his record. He has never in his career had two statistically good years in a row.
Okay.
But five or six would be fine. Mm-hmm. And I would say, except for two games maybe, tonight being one where he made a play or two, he hadn't been a factor. I don't care if they say he leads in pressures.
No, you're right.
Yeah. He has not been a factor.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't expect that.
Yeah.
And I think that they overestimated. Now, these are all, when you say it's on the front office, that's fair. But in this regard, they overestimated how long it would take or underestimated how long it would take Ezeraku to become what we're now seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he's going to be that guy. But they thought it would happen faster. They thought they'd get something out of Williams and Fowler. They've got nothing out of either one. So now you've got Bupkis out there. Nealon had the first sack of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he got hurt. And I think of him as a DeMarcus Lawrence starter kit anyway, but not
maybe
as a
not
pass
that
rusher.
Good.
No, but not that good, but not as a pass rusher. I think he's
a run
player.
Defender. Yeah.
So, all right, now Ezeraku and Clowney are giving them the best play that they've had all year, and we're halfway through the season. So that's a miscalculation by them. They clearly miscalculated on Murray and Sanborn, clearly.
Yeah.
And they, going into the year, I can't believe they thought they were solid at corner. Because
that's true.
Because Diggs, we didn't know what Diggs was physically. We didn't have any idea when we'd see Revel. And they rolled the dice on Elam and hoped. And I'm told that even now, Elam does things in practice well that he doesn't carry to the game.
Yeah,
that's probably why Buffalo drafted him in the first round and wound up trading him. So
right.
Everybody had to know their corner situation was bad. And they overestimated a couple of the linebackers, and they overestimated what they would get from the defensive ends. So while I think what you're saying about hodgepodge and Zimmer and Q, and I think that is a fair observation. And at the same time, I think the fact that the players aren't good enough is more important than the fact that the scheme doesn't work.
Have you heard my conversation
with Aikman before the game?
No, absolutely.
No, and I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, to me, the team is the players that they have. The players that they have. Bottom line is they're not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whether it is a Quinn guy or a Zimmer guy or whoever. I mean, they're just the defense isn't good enough.
Yeah, look, a good player should be able to adjust to whatever scheme.
Yeah.
And I for those who didn't hear it, when I had a chance to talk to Aikman before the game, I asked him from the point of view of someone who watches the tape and, you know, just knows what he sees, do you have the feeling that there's been some trying to force square pegs into round holes? And I expected him to say yes, and he didn't say that. He said, maybe a little bit of that, but he said mostly I think the players aren't doing what they want them to do. So now that's absolutely in part the fault of the people who pick the players, without question. But in terms of scheme, you can't say Eberflus has done a great job.
No.
But they don't have good players.
That's true.
Now, it might look different when Overshown's, but not that different.
Right.
But it'll be different when Overshown's back in the game. It'll look maybe a little different if Rebel turns out to have something. It'll look a little different as Shamar James grows up. But this is just not a good team put together, and they gambled too much and lost on some of those things. And I think for the most part, offensively, the same gambles they took were pretty good. The running back's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pickens, that
that one
silly
worked.
Penalty that he got was the first thing he's done all year.
Yeah.
That was like why Mike Tomlin didn't want him anymore.
Yeah.
So I think you can, based on what we've seen, I think that they will go back and in the bye they'll look and see why in two of the last three games the offense has been unable to overcome some of the things that have been thrown at them.
I wonder if it's at odd fronts that they're having to play.
Maybe.
Teams at three, four fronts.
And BB being back should help.
Yeah.
You know, first game back, that should help. They're going to have to get – they're going to have to figure out offensive tackle.
Yeah.
And I don't envy them that. You know, Guyton just shows you enough to tease you.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, Steele, as we've said, Steele had to be replaced. So you've just got to, you know, you got to, and here's the real problem is that now you get into the second half of the year and you have some veteran players and they know they're not a playoff team.
Right.
But you've got to go out and approach every game as though winning it matters to get you into the playoffs. And that's a hard thing to do. It's hard for the leaders.
Yeah.
It's hard for the coach. It's hard for the quarterback. It's hard for those players who are, you know, the leaders, and that's when you will really get a test to see when you get into next year which of those guys you want around.
Brad, thank you. Enjoy the bye week. We'll catch up with you again next Monday.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry I yelled at you.
No, I love it. I love the fire and the passion.
I yelled at you.
It's all right. You didn't yell at me.
I'm tired.
I'm tired of this BS you're having to call every day.
Yeah.
There's the great Brad Sham with us from the official postgame show of your Dallas Cowboys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.